Welcome to The Odyssey, a podcast by and about Mesa County Libraries. My name is Emmy.
My name is Bethany. Special guests include staff members who share their various passions and community members who serve Mesa County.
Welcome everyone to this episode of The Odyssey. Today we have Maggie Sanders, who is the office manager and senior scholar project manager at the Retired Senior Volunteers Program here in Mesa County, which can be shortened to RSVP, and that's how we'll refer to it as we go on. But thank you, Maggie, for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is really exciting.
Good. I'm glad. Sometimes people are like, oh, I was super scared to come on. So if you're excited, we'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a talker. So
what a perfect medium good. For you to come on.
We're going to get along great.
Perfect. So let's just talk a little bit about you first before we get into more information about RSVP. How did you actually come to work at RSVP?
So I always believed really strongly in volunteerism. Mm-hmm. And of course, volunteerism is what we do at RSVP. That went back all the way to my youth. Well, then I had a friend who happened to manage the office before I did.
Oh, okay.
Who saw that I was going a little crazy at home with my kiddos. And once they were spending a little more time at school, she said, well, hey, why don't you come over here, volunteer in the office? And I did that, and I loved it. And so it was just kind of a natural progression that I fell into the position when it came open.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
So you started as a volunteer at a volunteering organization.
I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, we like to live it.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah.
And how long have you been there?
I've been employed there 4 years.
Okay.
I volunteered for about 2 years before that.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about RSVP and what you do?
Yeah, so at RSVP, we connect volunteers who are age 55 and older with local agencies who need them and their lived experience and their passion mm-hmm. and their knowledge and their enthusiasm. We have 60 partner agencies here
nice.
In Mesa County.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have over 600 volunteers. Last I checked, I think it was 622. Yes.
Wow. Jaws are on the floor. That's awesome.
Yes. And what's great about it is we like to say there really is a volunteer position for everybody. Mm-hmm. We have people who make blankets for Project Linus,
okay.
Which gives blankets to kids who are just having a tough time in their lives at mm-hmm. the moment or are dealing with illness and hospitalization. Yeah. We also have people who walk the trails, walk the local trails to make sure that
cool.
conditions are safe.
Cleaned up, yeah.
We have people working with just everywhere. The hospital's doing all kinds of things. So it can range from a silent, you know, position, a quiet position from filing in a back room to maybe they're helping stroke patients or working with patients at Hope West Hospice. So it really is just something for everyone.
Yeah. How long has it been around?
Since 1973.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah. That's when RSVP as a whole began.
Okay.
And we've been in the county ever since.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so coming up on 50 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Have you guys always been a 501c3 or?
I don't know.
That's a trick question.
Well, you know, because I don't know when like that designation came
right,
to
yeah.
be
mm-hmm.
or anything. We have always been, though, a charitable organization or
yeah.
a nonprofit
organization. Of course, yeah.
Yes.
I believe it. You became a 501c3 in 2000 mm-hmm. And are now partly funded by AmeriCorps Seniors.
We are. Yes. We do receive some of our funding through AmeriCorps Seniors. That allows us to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's huge. We also, though, rely heavily on private foundations, mm. private funders, mm-hmm. and local donations.
Mm-hmm.
We love the 25-cent donation plopped in the jar
yeah.
on the counter mm-hmm. just as much as we love those larger checks.
Yeah.
And, we value each and every one of those.
And an organization that actually gives us a lot of our funding for our Adult Learning Center mm-hmm. also partly funds RSVP, yes. and that's United Way of Mesa County.
Yes, yeah. We love United Way. Yeah. There's some pretty valued partners. We like to provide volunteers for them when we can, mm-hmm. and it's just a great partnership between us and United Way. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, we provide some volunteers here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
So it's really kind of neat how everything folds together, mm-hmm. and everybody's able to join their efforts and kind of bring it into one whole.
Yeah. It's like the seven stages to Kevin Bacon or whatever yes. it is. You just
seven
follow
degrees.
It. Yeah, you
or
follow
six.
It down.
Yes.
Yep.
That's exactly right. We like to say, actually, that if you've gone into a nonprofit in Mesa County, you've most likely run into an RSVP volunteer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very and cool. Yeah, it's and it's a true thing. I mean, it really is. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Take us through how somebody would get started as an RSVP volunteer.
So it is easier than most people would probably think. The best way to get started is to go onto our website. That is rsvpgrandjunction.org. And you can get the application to become a volunteer. You submit that to our volunteer manager, who mm-hmm. is Diane Barger, who is absolutely phenomenal at bringing out people's passions and their experience and figuring out what they would like to do and mm-hmm. where. So she takes a little bit of information from you, meets with you for a short time, and then she puts you in contact with the agencies and the people that she thinks would make a good match mm-hmm. okay. for the volunteer. And then the volunteer goes from there. They work together. They figure out schedules. Yeah. So it's
so seamless.
It really is. It's very seamless. And when you think about it, again, it's one of those things that benefits everybody because yeah. now that nonprofit is not going out and needing to recruit their own volunteers, mm-hmm. maybe not find quite the right match, and they're spending the time training when maybe something's not going to work out. Where our RSVP volunteers, the rate at which they stay with their volunteer commitments is quite solid.
Yeah, because they're matched in a place where they're utilizing their skills.
Yes.
It feels like Diane's like a matchmaker versus like career counselor.
Yes. You know, she really wants people to be able to improve their quality of life. Mm-hmm. She believes so very strongly, as we all do, that volunteerism and giving back really makes you a whole person.
It does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've talked about volunteering at other organizations mm-hmm. and nonprofits in the community, but RSVP also has some signature projects.
We do.
Can you talk about those a little bit?
I can talk about those all day.
All right. Let's take it.
So we have our SHIP project, first mm-hmm. of all. It's SHIP Medicare Help. And what that is a group of extremely dedicated volunteers who go through intensive, constant training on Medicare requirements and the ins and outs and how to navigate Medicare. And they put that to this wonderful use by meeting with clients who are, maybe they're just approaching Medicare age, or maybe they have had, you know, a fraud issue or need to appeal something. They can walk people through that whole process right from when you begin to get those Medicare mailings and your card first comes in the mail,
wow.
all the way through the strange billing issues, reviewing your plans once a year, and really anything Medicare related. You go to them, and if they don't have the answer, they find it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Our second signature project is the Handyman Project. And we have this group of handyman volunteers and a handy woman volunteer to boot. Yes. And they perform minor home repairs that allow people who are older and lower income or disabled
less mobility.
To stay in their homes and age in place is what they call it, because the longer somebody can stay in their own own home, mm-hmm. As an aging individual, the better their quality of life, yeah. their emotions, mm-hmm. they're still tied to the place that they mm-hmm. love, that they connect mm-hmm. with their family. Not to mention the fact that it removes a huge financial burden yeah. for somebody who has a large financial investment in their home already to not need to make that move to assisted living mm-hmm, so right. soon can really save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. So whether somebody has a light bulb, maybe on a vaulted ceiling that's gone out, that is a danger because, of course, yeah. you know, nobody can really move around in darkness very mm-hmm. well. To somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp so that they can get in and out of their home for doctor's appointments or to wow. see the grandkids or anything else. It just enables them to stay home and happier and healthier and puts them a little more in control of that decision mm-hmm. of when it's time maybe to downsize mm-hmm. or to make another living arrangement.
That sounds lovely.
It is. It is. We get these wonderful thank yous from these clients, and that's the one.
Yeah, that's that a big is. One.
Those are the clients that yeah. make you really tear up mm-hmm, a yes. lot of the time because we hear things like, "I get to participate in my life again."
Oh my gosh!
Yes, okay. That's one that gets me every time. Yeah, yeah. That gets me every time. I get to participate in my life again, or you know, now I get to go outside. And that seems like such a simple thing to mm-hmm. you and me, but to somebody who has been stuck yeah. in yeah. their home, unable to get some fresh air, just go out and see the birds or you know, see people walking by their home so that they can say hi, mm-hmm. that is just a huge life improvement.
It is. That reminds me of our Words on Wheels program. where we deliver library materials to mm-hmm. patrons who wouldn't otherwise be able to visit the yes. library. And you wouldn't think that books or movies would be so important to people, but it really is.
Yes. Especially if they can't physically leave yeah. their home. Like yes. entertainment is such, and just keeping your mind engaged. Mm-hmm. It's so important to have. And
if you can't afford to order books from Amazon or to have a Netflix subscription, like having that option for free is so important.
Or maybe I know I have the app on my phone and so I borrow that way, but mm-hmm. you know, I know that that's not an option for everybody for yeah. various reasons.
Yeah. If yeah. they don't have internet access at home, that's mm-hmm. again, we're taking things for granted yes. just based mm-hmm. on our ability to have access to these things. And a lot of our patrons in Mesa County don't.
Absolutely.
I love it when the organizations we interview like have that same heart mm-hmm. of just yes. helping people who you know can't help themselves in that moment, and just being a good volunteer, a good neighbor, providing yes. people with things like little tiny things yes. you just don't think about.
That's exactly right. One thing that brings us pleasure too is to know that in those same thank you notes, there is almost always a comment on how well the volunteers work together mm-hmm. and how pleasant they are and how enjoyable it is to have them come and how well coordinated right. they are, because these are teams that either have been together for quite a while or for other reasons have just been able to really coordinate how they work. Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to your volunteers being placed in the roles that they're the most suited for.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have people who come, and maybe they were a teacher all their lives, but mm-hmm. they want to come and swing the hammer.
Yeah. And get some get of that pent-up frustration
yes,
from being
yes.
a teacher. Yeah.
Yes. So we hear things like that all the time. And we get people who come in and say, well, you know, this is what I did before I retired, or this is what I'm doing in my day job now, but I want something entirely different. And so that happens just as often as anything else. Maybe people come in and it's one of those things where they took one road but still wonder mm-hmm. what would have happened if they'd gone mm-hmm. down that other road for a career. And now they get to explore yeah. that.
Well, yeah. I don't think people should be put in a box. Like, you should be able to express all these different parts of being human. And if you're making money doing one thing, that doesn't mean you can't volunteer doing something entirely different.
Exactly right. That's exactly our philosophy. And, you know, sometimes with many of our volunteers, they decide, well, yes, I'd like to do this over here. Maybe I want to work at the hospital. But, you know, I also really want to help the dogs who don't have homes. And so I'm going to go and do the laundry and clean out their little areas or socialize them. And, you know, so again, yeah, you're not placed in a box. We have people who come in and do all sorts of things.
You also have another signature project as well that lends to that being able to do more.
Yes, I'm a little partial to this one.
I wonder why.
Yes, so I manage our Senior Scholar Project. And Senior Scholar tutors go out to local schools. We're all local, so we help local children, local people of all ages, but the Senior Scholar Project concentrates on local children. And what they do is go out and they become that extra caring, loving, supportive, encouraging adult in a classroom. They are the people who go into a classroom and all of the kids look up and get excited and start asking, do I get to go with you today? Can I sit with you? Are we going to read? Those kinds of things. Something that I love to say is, you know, people will say, well, how do I become a senior scholar? Do I have to have any special training? And my favorite thing to tell people is, no, you don't need special training. You just have to like children and be able to follow directions from a teacher.
Yeah.
And so it takes a minute for people sometimes to realize there's no lesson planning. Mm-hmm. You're not responsible for discipline. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You get to go in, hang out with these really great kids who just want nothing more than your attention and your approval and your encouragement, and do things with them that you enjoy doing. And then when you're done for the day, you're done. Mm-hmm. You get to go home and do everything else in your life without worrying about maybe the structure involved in the teaching. You go and you follow the directions that a teacher has given you and just put to work the things that help these kids improve academically, but they also are building these social skills and getting a connection that maybe they're not always getting enough of those connections.
Right. And that shows just how volunteerism cascades throughout multiple people, because not only are they helping the children, but they're also helping the teacher.
Exactly.
And that helps the teacher better help those children. And it just is a feedback loop.
It
just constantly goes.
Exactly. Or think about, you know, maybe the single parent who works two jobs and isn't always able to read with their kiddo at night or do the math homework. They have still that person who's in their lives and really has an interest and a passion for helping these kids succeed. And so really, it supports just all levels of the school, of the family, of the community. And it's really fun. I remember being in school helping, you know, when my kids were in elementary school, and just seeing the smiles on the kids' faces when maybe you give them a little challenge and say, well, let's try this book. Or, you know, tell me what that word means. And you just sort of coach them through and encourage. And you get to actually say, see, you did that. You figured that out yourself. And just the beaming faces that come as a result of that. It's just immediate gratification.
Yeah. And that's why people want to volunteer.
Yes.
Not only to help people, but also because they can see that what they're doing is helpful.
It's exactly right. And while volunteers, of course, do not work for pay, you still get that pay back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that, I guess, fortification for the harder days, I think, is one of the big things. We also tell our volunteers all the time, you don't do anything that you don't want to do. Volunteering should always be enjoyable in one way or another. And if you feel like you would enjoy doing something else better, come to us, come back and talk to us and let us know that. Diane, again, is just stupendous with the way that she's able to feel people out and place them in these great positions. And it's something we love to do, is just to help people feel fulfilled.
And I mean, the stats show like 600 people are volunteering at any given time. Like they're clearly enjoying it.
Yes.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be that many people doing it.
Yes, yes. We love our volunteers, and we always feel like the more the better, because not only is that, you know, 600 plus people going out into the community and helping, that's 600 plus people who have a reason to wake up in the morning and leave the house and just keep going again on those harder days when you just need that fortification and that motivation to do something and live a life.
We had a conversation with Amanda over at Meals on Wheels a while back, and it's very similar mindset. Like, a lot of their volunteers are 55 and up.
Yes.
And I think our culture does a really crappy job, for lack of better words, of saying, all right, like, once you're retired, like, you're of no use to society. And I think that does some severe damage on a person's just ability to want to get up in the morning.
I think, and we love Meals on Wheels, by the way. We have a very close relationship with them. We provide volunteers.
I'm sure, That's what again, it's all connected. Seven steps to Kevin Bacon.
And full disclosure, Amanda DeBock is on our board. And
of course
she's wonderful.
Isn't she awesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is something. A lot of times society tends to say, past a certain point, maybe if you're not making money or making what they think of as some obvious addition to, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. If it's not monetary, then maybe you're not useful anymore.
Yeah.
And we like to turn that on its head and just say the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And just, there is this wealth of experience and joy and potential in people. You know, once you reach a certain age, who cares? That's a number.
Right.
It really is just a number. And so you can continue contributing in every way. We have volunteers well into their 90s.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Well into their 90s who go every day or every week. And that is still just the central point of stability and goodness that they rely on and knowing that they're putting that out there. And you still get it back. Too, even in your 90s, even when maybe some people have kind of said, well, you know, let's put you off to the side a little bit. No, there's no reason. They're so central to so many things in this community.
Yeah, and after you've spent, like, don't get me wrong, I'm excited for retirement.
Yeah,
aren't we all? I've still got a really long time to go. So,
but how much of our time is spent making money?
Yes,
right. If that's your grind in life.
Mm-hmm. And you've spent so much of your life, a good portion, probably like 20 to 40 years, right, working at a job every day. And I'm sure the first couple of years of retirement are awesome because you're just like, I'm not accountable to anyone. I can just hang out at home. But then after a while, you're like, what do I do with my day?
Yes.
What do I do to get that joy back? And this is the perfect opportunity. Any volunteering is the perfect opportunity to get that again.
It is.
Without the pressure of having to make money every day.
It is. We refer to it as the four walls closing in suddenly. And yes, it seems like about a year or 18 months after retirement. And of course, we have people who are well away from intending to retire. But so many of our people find us after they've retired. And I'm just going to put this out there. Very, very frequently, the spouse says, let's find you something to do.
I'm literally thinking about my grandparents yes. right now.
Let's yeah. get you yeah. out and doing something fun and productive. We hear that story every single day. But what's really funny about it is frequently the spouse retired first mm-hmm. or had some more free time first and has some experience with RSVP and has just been waiting to say, yeah, come along. Mm-hmm. Come in here. Let's see Diane.
Oh, that hilarious. Reminds me of one of our staff members. I don't know his full story, but he retired mm-hmm. from a state organization and now works at the library part-time. Yes. But then every week is doing some sort of volunteering mm-hmm. outside of his part-time hours. And he's just one of those people that he's just goes yeah. all the time.
Yes. He's got the best legs in the library.
Yes.
I haven't looked that closely yet.
Maybe.
That's not sexual harassment. Sorry, Kurt.
But yeah, he was one of those people that you can just tell he couldn't sit.
Yeah.
He needed to do something. And so that's so refreshing
yes.
to see that in people.
You know, it's lovely too because I don't know that people fully believe all the time when they come in that really, truly, this is a life changer. Mm-hmm. And of course, so much of it, you know, of course, is effort from the volunteer. And so the volunteer gets to decide, mm-hmm. yes, I would like to do something like this 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we have our volunteers who have lives that are busy otherwise, mm-hmm. or yep. they're otherwise occupied. And so maybe they can spare 1 hour a month and go to, you know, one of our one-time events. Mm-hmm. And again, it just really does go back to there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Well, like we had John Ahern, one of your volunteers yes. for SHIP. He did multiple programs mm-hmm. at our Colburn, I think our Clifton and our Central locations mm-hmm. back in the fall. And
dressed as a pirate. I yes. would like that.
But then in addition to those, you know, larger, longer programs, I think it was every Thursday from like the end of October to the beginning of December, he had a table set out for Medicare
yes.
at our Central location, mm-hmm. just like waiting for people to come, and if people knew about it like the week ahead of time, they could get their questions figured out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a pretty hefty amount of volunteer time.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Our SHIP Medicare volunteers, which of course include John, you will not find a more dedicated mm-hmm. group of volunteers. Their dedication and their enthusiasm for what they do rivals anything anybody else does in their career or with their lives. Mm-hmm. These are people who see Medicare not only from the perspective of somebody helping somebody else, mm-hmm. but they're also taking care of their own Medicare
right.
needs.
Yeah.
They get to liaise between the state and the different agencies, or the different state agencies and clients, and get to actually show them, again, I'm living what I'm doing for you, mm-hmm. And speak from experience. And something about that really is reassuring to people, realizing, well, this is somebody who does their own research yeah. for themselves too, and yeah. is very confident that they're helping me find the best way to go too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's amazing. They help several thousand people a year. And in fact, during that period, between October 15th and December 7th every year, it is just about routine to save clients about $500,000 for the
cow.
Upcoming year.
Dang.
Simply in drug plan costs.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, because those are not cheap.
They are not. And sometimes they seem like they are, but it doesn't quite work out the way somebody envisioned. Mm-hmm. And so what's really great about that is if you find yourself in a situation where you think, well, maybe this isn't quite what I thought I was getting myself into with Medicare, you call these guys up and they just help and they love to do it.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So great. We've talked about enjoyment a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is actually one of the values mm-hmm. of RSVP. So you've got accountability, lifelong learning, integrity, volunteerism, and enjoyment.
Yes.
And just from talking to you, that's not just for the volunteers, it's also for the staff.
Very much so.
Yeah. I can tell.
Very much so. Yeah. We love volunteerism and we live volunteerism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As often as not, we're out there right alongside the volunteers. Of course, when we're not in the office working. Sure. Yeah. But, you know, one of those things is, when you love the people and when you believe in what you do and what other local organizations and their volunteers are doing, it makes it very easy to go to work.
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure.
And it makes it easy to hold yourself accountable to people, to others, and to yourself. I mean, I go home every night knowing no matter what, I helped somebody that day.
I bet that feels great.
It really does. It really does. And for me, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time to volunteer. So to be able to do that in my job is something that kind of holds me over until I have that extra time. We live that culture in our office. We, again, tell our volunteers who are in the office or who come in for any reason at all, if you don't want to do something, you simply say, I prefer not to do that. And that's it. No demerits. There are no demerits. There are no points against you. We simply say, what would you like to do? And every single thing that somebody comes in and helps with is something that helps us in our mission and helps us help others achieve their mission. And so every single thing is valuable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes people may feel like we were talking about earlier, there are some people that can volunteer 40 hours a week, but then there are other people that can only volunteer an hour a month.
Yes.
Because of family, because of jobs. And sometimes people will look at that and be like, well, I matter less because I can only volunteer 1 hour a month.
Oh, no. We look at it as that is 1 hour that somebody volunteered helping other people.
Yeah.
You may never know how many people you touched in a certain way in that 1 hour.
Yeah.
You made life easier for somebody, whether it's the agency that you devote your time to, or maybe it's just someone you spoke with that for you was just a quick passing conversation, but to them was their only social experience of that day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they were a little lost and unsure, and there you go. You just put them on the path. Mm-hmm. So no 1 hour is less valuable than any other hour.
I love that. So great. I think
Thank you. Just totally made it up. Yeah. I mean, we live it, but we've never quite put it in words like that,
part of your slogan. Yes.
Well, just being able to like speak so passionately about it off the top of your head, like it just shows that that's part of your culture.
Thank you. We really do live it. We love each other. We love our volunteers. We are constantly striving to support each other and support everybody who needs that and support our agencies. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, it's not entirely altruistic because we do get to go home with those wonderful feelings at night. But it's a joyful thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned your partner agencies on your website. You guys have so many partner agencies.
We do.
And that ties back into like, you know, people who have special interests or want to maybe learn like to volunteer in certain areas. Like there's like pretty much if you throw a rock at any place in Grand Junction or Fruta or Palisades, like one of these places you have RSVP volunteers in.
That is exactly right.
It's nuts.
That's exactly right. And it's not always things that you would necessarily, you know, the position is not always necessarily something that you would associate with a certain organization. Mm-hmm. Somebody who volunteers in one of our local hospitals maybe is volunteering in the gift shop.
Right. Mm.
And so you don't necessarily always make that connection. Mm-hmm. Or like I mentioned earlier, you know, those pups who are waiting for their forever home make a lot of laundry.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And so who would have thought that, that you know, when you thought, well, I want to help animals, but then also realized, well, I kind of like that methodical, just kind of focus on something and meditate and all of that, but that's helping the dogs too.
Right.
There is a wide range of things you can do throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if a company or organization would like to partner with RSCP, mm-hmm. how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, the first thing is they need to be a nonprofit, okay. of course. And the best way to get hold of us to begin that partnership would be to call Diane mm-hmm. Barger. That's 970-243-9839, option 5, or email her at volunteer@rsvpgrandjunction.org. And it is surprisingly easy once you decide you'd like to forge that partnership mm-hmm. to really get going. And you immediately receive the dedication to helping further your mission. You're pulled into the family.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. It kind of seems, I promise we didn't do this, but looking at the ones that are scrolling through, I'm like, we interviewed them for a community yes. conversation. We interviewed them.
Yes. So yes.
If you were listening to any of those episodes and you thought, I want to volunteer there, and you're yes. over 55, this is a good opportunity.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And something else that we like to stress is if you're 55 or older and you're already volunteering for one of our partner organizations, if you come and just go through our short process of becoming an RSVP volunteer as well, you can continue at that organization. It really isn't any trouble, really. Mm-hmm. And you actually then get accident and liability insurance.
Oh, that's perfect.
For driving to and from your volunteer commitment and for while you're there. And so what that amounts to is if, God forbid, something should happen mm-hmm. during that time, you ultimately have no out-of-pocket expense for medical bills.
What a great benefit.
Yes, and for automobile bills, of Wonderful. Course. Yes. And so that is something that is absolutely huge. And then in addition to that, you get to be part of that network mm-hmm. of like-minded people.
Right, yeah.
And we love to show appreciation. Mm-hmm. So we figure out, you know, new exciting ways to kind of bring you into that and well, you show find, you the appreciation.
You see, yeah, like other like-minded people. Like
yes.
You could just be volunteering by yourself. And then, like, I've met some of my greatest friends volunteering.
That's
like,
exactly right.
Doing ridiculous things. So
that's exactly right. We find that so many of our volunteers forge these long-lasting mm-hmm. friendships with each other simply because they both wanted to, you know, direct people through a hospital to yeah. get them to the correct mm-hmm. room or come and do some administrative work in the RSVP office.
Yeah. I've done some like friendship research, like why people are friends mm-hmm. or why you enjoy like hanging around certain personalities. And one of those things is having like the same core values.
Yes.
Like some relationships are somewhat situational, or the other one was like topic or activity based. And so this
podcast.
Yeah, podcast. But as far as like your guys' values, as yes. far as like just wanting to give back to the community, and then also just the great community partners that you guys have. Like, it's kind of a twofold. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, this is an interest I also have, but also as a core value. Like, I want to give back to my community.
Exactly yeah. right.
So you could get some lifelong friendships starting at 55, volunteering at
exactly
RSVP.
Exactly right. Yeah. You really, really do. And some people come in already friends mm-hmm. and yeah. say, yeah, hey, we together. Heard about you. Yeah, let's oh go out gosh. And do this together. Or one of my favorites is they come in and they bring their friend and say, so my friend just needs to fill out an application. She already wants to come and be a volunteer because they get so used to talking mm-hmm. about RSVP and talking about what they do. And yeah, find, oh, well, gosh, that sounds really interesting. We actually had one of our volunteers come in yesterday. She volunteers for Project Linus, mm-hmm. and Project Linus is one of our partners, and we also have semi-monthly get-togethers where we all just put together our blankets have fun and eat some snacks in our little meeting room. Well, what she did yesterday was bring in 6 completed blankets.
Whoa.
And said, and here you go. This is an application from my friend who is now going to be an RSVP volunteer and is going to make blankets for Project Linus. In fact, I need to take her more material, please. Yes.
Wow.
So it really is. Yes. And you know, how many places do you know that get such a fantastic recommendation?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's wholehearted. And I don't know of a lot of places that I recommend without reservation.
Right.
Yeah.
But we get that all the time.
Mm-hmm. And by having that relationship with your volunteers, that's like the best advertising.
Oh, word of mouth, absolutely.
Yeah.
We love it. We love when our volunteers come in for a visit. We drop everything and are just thrilled to see these people who we have so much respect for. It's just truly a delight when our volunteers come in, because so frequently they're telling us about something fantastic that they just had happen at their volunteer, you know, organization. But then too, they're coming in and talking about their new grandbabies that were just born, or, you know, that they bought a car or whatever else. We love enjoying with them all the aspects of their lives.
Yeah. That's community. I mean, that's boiled down, right?
Yes. Very much. Very much.
So for our 55 and older listeners, or if you know somebody who is 55 and older and is looking for just some fun library resources, we always want to plug our library guides. So those are called LibGuides under our e-resources tab. They're divided by subjects, and we've got two that I think kind of fall in line with RSVP's mission. The first one I want to talk about is our Senior Living LibGuide. And we've got so many things for our seniors. Like, we love those library patrons. We also have a lot of volunteers who are 55 and older. Many of them go through RSVP, and we'll probably go and let the rest of them know, like, hey, you should go over there and get that insurance.
Yeah. Thank you.
But we have some wonderful resources just about entering that stage of life. There's some online resources. There's the Colorado Department of Aging on there. Like, I could just read all of these off, but instead I'm just going to link in the show notes that you guys can go check this out. In addition to our Senior Living LibGuide, we've got a health and wellness guide that there's some overlapping content there, but it sounds like volunteering keeps you young.
It really does.
It really does.
At the very least, it helps you age gracefully.
Yes.
Love it.
It just keeps you sharp. And just like John, like he is, like I've had conversations with him just passing through his Whip Smart, and some of the things that he's offering as far as the information about that is Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm working on getting them separated in my mind.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, being aware of your health in general, that LibGuide there's got some awesome resources as well. Bethany, did you want to plug anything else that the library might have access to off the top of a hat? We've also, so if you're looking for things to go out and about and do, we also have some nature passes that people can use to check out. We just actually scored a pretty sweet pass to the Eureka Science Center. So if people are looking to go just do things and stay active, the new year, you know, get moving, you can check out our passes under Books and More. Did I get that right? Yes, that's where it is. Culture and Nature Passes.
Well, Maggie, it's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. I can't believe
I told you time flies.
Before we let you go back to your very important mission, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
We have all heard about the focus on declining mental health, partially due to the pandemic and really just so many other things that go on in everybody's lives. And volunteerism is the one constant where you can come away with that good feeling, come away knowing that you've done something worthwhile. And it doesn't matter somebody's politics. It doesn't matter their feelings on anything that's going on anywhere in the world. It really does just come down to you went out that day and you helped a person. And how can you not go home with a good feeling after that?
That's the
we've gotten we so many like slogans and taglines.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's gonna be really difficult to
figure out what I want to lead this episode with in the description.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Again, Maggie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your important mission with us. And we look forward to collaborating in the future, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm excited to see what else you do in the future.
Thank you so much. We really, of course, value you guys as a partner, but also for what you guys do. And thank you for letting me come on and talk about what I love.
Of course.